This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Food. We see it everywhere. The lineup at the drive-thru, thousands of internet videos and recipes, people in TV competitions for best chef and even worst cook. But not everyone can blithely enjoy watching the constant parade of protein and pasta. Many of our neighbors do not have a good meal in their future. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is Carrie Conlon, Program Director for Table of Plenty. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi, Bill.
Before we get into the history and function of Table of Plenty, you have an important event coming up. How do people participate?
Yes, we have our annual Wine Fall Fundraiser on November 15th at the IDS Hall from 4 o'clock to 7. It is a wine tasting featuring over 40 different wines. We have small bites and some past appetizers as well. It is a great community event, and it is a way that our community can come out and support Table of Plenty.
Normally, we think of food being served to those in need, like a soup kitchen or a long buffet line. Food being ladled onto the plates as people walk by. Table of Plenty is different, and why?
Yes, we absolutely believe that food banks and soup kitchens are valuable and important resources. Table of Plenty was started in the idea of having a real hospitality experience for guests. We want everybody to come in, feel welcomed, feel appreciated. We welcome them to sit down at the table. We have linens, we've put flowers out, we use real plates, we do a three-course meal. We start with bread at the table, a salad course, and then an entree and dessert, and we do tableside service. It's more of a restaurant experience.
Yeah, very comforting.
Yes.
Makes you feel like people.
Table of Plenty was started with the idea of hospitality and community as well as the food need. So we do see a lot of people that come every Thursday. We welcome them by name. We ask how they're doing, how their week was. Not everybody has community at their tips of their fingers.
So your operation, actually, I think more of it as a personal touch, is better described as a presentation of caring. Tell us about the Table of Plenty's inception.
Table of Plenty started in the fall of 2012 with the idea from a priest at Our Lady of the Pillar who wanted to start this Table of Plenty, this weekly meal. And we really didn't know what that meant. We just knew that we were going to throw a party, a wine tasting, and the proceeds would benefit this program. The first wine tasting was held in 2012. I think at that moment we made $15,000, and we were thrilled. We were ecstatic. We were like, what are we going to do with all this money? And I didn't know what Table of Plenty would look like. And the first meal was served January of 2013. It's taken off since then. We've changed a little bit, but last night we served 137 guests in the dining room. When I started a few years ago, our average attendance was about 80. So we have seen the need increase. We are a huge volunteer-based organization. I believe I have 200 volunteers that I contact each month for different volunteer shifts. We see volunteers from fourth grade up to in their 70s. So we have quite an age of volunteers, and we are volunteer run. I am really the only employee.
Now, once a good idea gets off the ground, after the initial blush of success that you enjoyed, you have to keep it going. What has kept Table of Plenty a viable program in the public eye?
In the public eye, I believe it's the idea that we are offering community every week as well as food. We are offering a place where people can come and be welcomed. I believe the service we're offering is important. I also, because we have such a strong volunteer base, we have a lot of buy-in from the public because we see a lot of volunteers, their kids come in, they understand the program. Everybody has a personal involvement. We also have some superstars in the organization that started in 2012 that have really kept it going through COVID, through everything. That would be our founding program director, Sister Jeanette. Clyde Beffo was the original person who started the wine tasting. He continues this even though he's in retirement right now. And we have an amazing board that really believes in what we do. They are a working board. They are there in the trenches with us.
Funding, nice word for money in nonprofit organization. You need to find a reliable source. You have this event, but what are your other sources for funding?
We are mainly funded by private donations. And we are very lucky. Again, that comes in with the public buy-in, the local buy-in, believing in what we do. Every year we go out and look for money, and we are always wonderfully, pleasantly surprised by what we receive.
Volunteers, of course, are the lifeblood of a nonprofit, and you mentioned them. How do people get involved with Table of Plenty?
It's fairly easy. You just go to our website at tableofplentyhmb.org, click the volunteer button. There's a little application, and I immediately contact you and say, when can you come in?
Yeah, don't let them get away.
Right, exactly.
Right away. Now, you have a personal connection to Table of Plenty. Tell us about that.
So my father is Clyde Beffa. He started the wine tasting, which started the funding. He brought me in to organize a wine tasting, which is my background. And I did that. Once I received the funding, maybe that first year I brought my son, and he must have been six or seven, to volunteer for the meal. I loved it. I just left feeling good. Feeling positive, feeling happy. And how many places can you say you can go in and feel that way? So I just continued to volunteer, continued to organize the wine tasting. And then when they were looking for a program director, I said, why don't I want to feel good every Thursday night? So that's what I applied, and thankfully I got the job.
Yeah, keep up the high. Now, wine tasting, of course, it has been a Half Moon Bay favorite now for years. But independent of the good cause it supports, what do you consider to be the key to its continued success? Because you have organizations start something out, and then it gets, oh yeah, that's happening every year. What keeps it alive in the public's mind?
I think it's almost the start of the holiday season. It's almost November. We're showing you wines that you can bring to your Thanksgiving table. It's casual. It's an event where you can walk in jeans or walk in a cocktail dress. You see a lot of your local community. You're catching up with people. You're walking around. You're trying wines. It's a very social, very easy event to wrap your head around.
It is very social because people are standing up. They can go around, talk to different people and meet your neighbors. And, oh, yes, I saw you there. It's a delightful. And, of course, IDS Hall, perfect location.
They're a great partner. We're lucky to have them. We, of course, are there as well to raise money, so I don't want that to let go by without attention. We do have a center where we're going to be doing some fundraising. You can sponsor a meal. You can sponsor some items on our wish list. But, yes, it's a very easy event. It's a fun event. I look forward to it every year.
Now, let's make sure our audience is primed to taste this event. Mm-hmm. Again, give us the details and the opportunity to participate in this cause.
So it is Saturday, November 15th at 4 o'clock at the IDS Hall. Cost is $90. You have access to over 40 different wines. We are doing a bubble lounge as well, which has just champagne and bubbly, as well as beer from Blue Ocean Brewery. And you can purchase tickets at tableofplentyhmb.org.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today and wish you great success on your upcoming event.
Thanks, Bill.
My bread will ever sustain you through day and night.
My guest today has been Carrie Conlon, Program Director for Table of Plenty. Thanksgiving, that great day of food consumption, is fast approaching. We will eat more than we should and then collapse on the couch in a digestive coma. Unfortunately, that can let us forget there are those who do not have enough food. This is a good season to remind ourselves to support organizations that sustain our neighbors in need. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Our thanks once again to KHMB contributor Bill Wood for our feature story of the week. And we love the music he adds to give it that special touch. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. And now, get ready for yet another ride in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. This week, we journey back to the year 2006. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2006, arrived back 19 years to November of 2006. Do you remember what you were doing back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, voting machines get cold shoulder on the coast. After the county invested $10.5 million in electronic voting machines, Coastside residents are still using pen and paper, according to results from the last election. Two suspects identified in shooting of ostrich. After putting up posters up and down the coast, two suspects are held in the shooting death of a male ostrich. Karen Schmidt of El Granada was caring for three birds when one was shot in the early morning hours. Two young people were arrested on three felony counts of cruelty to animals, killing an animal and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. One of the suspects served as student body president at Half Moon Bay High School. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We have a very nice save the date coming up. Mark November 8th for the Holiday House at the Johnson House from 10 to 4. This event includes tours, holiday shopping and unique gifts, wine, food, and live music. It's co-hosted by AAUW, Coastside Women's Club, and the Johnson House Foundations. Proceeds go for local scholarships and ongoing maintenance of the historic house. Please note the house has been repainted with the shutters and a lovely, fresh green look to them. Come out and check the new installed bench honoring Mary Betancourt, a longtime historian and member of the Johnson House Foundation. It's a nice spot for a photo op. And grab onto the new handrails on the front of the entry for a safety first as you enter the house. Reservations are needed for tickets. And for more information, go to www.coastsidewomensclub.org. That's www.coastsidewomensclub.org. We look forward to seeing you there, enjoying this great event. Keep calm and Johnson House on. 2006, several European newspapers reprint controversial cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad, sparking outrage and rioting in the following week. Big news in the Middle East as Iran refuses access to the UN inspectors and many worry over Iran's intent to build a nuclear bomb while at the same time testing missiles which are capable of reaching Israel. In addition, Iranian leadership denies the Holocaust ever existed. Next door in the Iraq, Saddam Hussein is charged and following the trial is found guilty of crimes against humanity and is sentenced to death by hanging. North Korea declares it has carried out its first test of the nuclear weapon, becoming the world's ninth nuclear power, while also testing medium-range missiles. A tsunami strikes the Indonesian island of Java, killing 300 people. And the big tech story in the United States is internet giant Google buying the popular video sharing website YouTube for $1.65 billion. In popular films, people are flocking to the big screen to see Pirates of the Caribbean. Number two, The Pink Panther, Superman Returns, and Ice Age, The Meltdown. In popular music, this Canadian recording artist, songwriter, and pianist is only solo artist to register a number one hit without having had another song chart in the Hot 100. Number one for 19 weeks running. Here's Daniel Powder with Bad Day.
Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. A town where your blue skies fade to gray. A town where your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care or none. You stand in the light just to hit a new low. You're faking a smile with the coffee to go.
Was the winner of the fifth season of The American Idol with his song, which went on to be number one, top 40 hit. Here's Taylor Hicks with Do I Make You Proud?
Not me, and now that's who I am.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock from Edward Jones Investments with this week's Financial Focus, the real meaning of diversification in investing. In the world of investing, we've all heard the phrase, don't put all your eggs in one basket. It's solid advice that emphasizes the importance of diversifying your investments. Unfortunately, some people misinterpret this wisdom to mean that they should avoid consolidating their investment accounts and keep their money spread across multiple financial institutions, often working with several different financial advisors. However, when financial professionals talk about diversification, they're referring to diversifying your investment assets, not your accounts. There's a big difference between the two, and confusing them could hurt your financial future. Scattered accounts may affect costs, paperwork, and advice. When your assets are spread among multiple financial institutions, you could face several drawbacks. First, you're likely paying more in fees than necessary. Multiple providers mean multiple account fees, transaction costs, and mutual fund expenses that can add up quickly. Generally, the more assets you have with one financial provider, the more opportunities you have for reducing or eliminating these costs. Managing scattered accounts could also create a paperwork nightmare. You'll receive multiple monthly statements and numerous tax forms, making it much harder to see the big picture of your financial health. This complexity can lead to missed opportunities and poor decision making. Perhaps most important, working with multiple financial advisors may result in conflicting advice and duplicated investment strategies. Without a comprehensive view of your entire portfolio, each financial advisor may recommend investments that don't work well together, potentially delaying your progress toward reaching financial goals. There is strength in consolidation. Consolidating your accounts with a single financial advisor offers numerous benefits. You'll have opportunities to develop a closer, more comprehensive relationship with someone who understands your complete financial picture. This financial advisor can provide informed guidance and help eliminate the conflicting advice that may come from working with multiple professionals. Consolidation also makes it easier to implement a well-diversified portfolio that fits your level of risk tolerance. When all your investments are in one place, you can see exactly how your assets are allocated and make strategic adjustments as needed. It becomes simpler to gauge aggregate investment returns, assess your portfolio assets, and rebalance when necessary. For retirement planning, consolidation can be especially valuable. IRAs at different providers can be consolidated at any time without tax consequences when assets are transferred directly between providers. When you retire, your 401k can typically be rolled over into an IRA, streamlining your retirement income strategy. True diversification still matters. While consolidating accounts makes sense, diversifying your actual investments remains crucial. A good financial advisor will help you carefully build a balanced mix of stocks and bonds appropriate for your age and goals. As you approach retirement, this typically means shifting toward a more balanced portfolio that still provides growth to combat inflation while offering stability and income. Diversification goes beyond just stocks and bonds. Take bonds, for instance. You can diversify by bond type, municipal, corporate, and government, bond maturity through a strategy called laddering, and bond sector to spread risk across different parts of the economy. How to get started? If your retirement savings and investment accounts are scattered among various financial institutions, consider consolidating everything with one trusted financial advisor. The streamlined record keeping, potential for reduced fees, and comprehensive financial guidance can help improve your wealth building potential while making your life simpler to manage. This is Kelly Morlock and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Welcome to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics. Today, we discuss how screen time affects your health and well-being. You might be listening to me on your smartphone right now, or maybe you've just put it down. The average American picks up their phone nearly 150 times a day. While we're lost in that endless scroll, a growing body of science says our screens are quietly taking a toll on nearly every organ in our bodies. After a quick message from Dr. Brian Shepherd, I'll give you a taste of how excessive screen time affects us from the eyes down.
Hi there. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and today we're discussing how smartphone screen time affects your health and well-being, from the eyes down to the rest of your body. Let's start with the most obvious target, your eyes. Digital screens emit a lot of blue light, specifically high-energy visible light. Your eye can't filter all of it, and studies show prolonged exposure can damage your retina. Pediatric ophthalmologist Dr. Savline Kaur notes that this blue light is linked to digital eye strain, and for children, being glued to devices significantly increases the risk of myopia, or nearsightedness. One review of over 335,000 people found that just one extra hour of daily screen time was associated with a 21% higher risk of developing myopia. Beyond that, excessive use can cause a host of symptoms all at once: blurring, redness, dryness, and visual disturbances. But the impact doesn't stop at your eyes. It reaches your ears, too. When you hold your phone, your ear, auditory nerve, and a portion of your brain absorb radio frequency electromagnetic radiation, or EMR, the radio waves that connect your phone to a cell tower. ENT specialist Dr. Naresh Kumar Panda warns that people who use cell phones excessively from a young age can develop hearing loss comparable to people in their 70s. This EMR can damage the tiny hair cells in your inner ear that convert sound into neural signals. Long-term cell phone or Bluetooth use can desensitize your ears to sound, requiring a louder volume just to hear what used to be baseline. Tinnitus, or ringing in the ears, is often one of the first warning signs. Moving down, your phone can even affect your heart. A study in the Journal of the American Heart Association found that increased screen time is linked to abnormal blood metabolite changes. Lead author Dr. David Horner called this a biological fingerprint of screen time. This fingerprint is linked to risks like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and insulin resistance. For a child, just 3 extra hours of daily screen time could mean a higher cardiovascular risk score than their peers with less screen time. Oh, and screens also steal precious hours of restorative sleep, indirectly increasing your risk. And let's not forget your skeleton.
Constantly looking down at your phone leads to what's famously called text neck, a prominent forward head posture. This makes you vulnerable to headaches, shoulder pain, and even jaw disorders. Finally, there's the mental toll. Excessive screen time is linked to structural changes in the brain that mimic addictive behavior, making it harder to focus and regulate emotions. Studies show it increases the risk of depression, anxiety, ADHD, and even suicidal tendencies in adolescents. For heavy social media users, the risk of depression is nearly doubled. The experts' advice is clear. Reduce your screen time. Practice the 20-20-20 rule for your eyes. Every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. During long calls, use speaker mode or a headset to reduce radiation exposure. Don't keep phones near your bed while sleeping. And for kids, experts advise delaying devices and social media for as long as possible. Replace screen time with real-life activities, meditation, reading a physical book, playing an instrument, or just taking a walk. In the digital age, a healthy life means consciously striking a balance between on-screen and off-screen. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel! On the Carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale.
This week on Coastside Carousel, it's the indie rock sounds of Michael Vincent, who's been on Carousel in years past with Kelly Morlock, most recently in 2023. And Michael has a new album now called Blue Sky, Come On, Come On, available on all streaming platforms. He's performing all 10 songs with his backing band, You Know Who, on November 8th at San Gregorio General Store in celebration of the album's release on Angel Blossom Records. And this is Michael's first album to be ever available on vinyl.
Tell our listeners about your new album.
So this is my 8th record. It's a nice combination, I think, of some power pop, what they're calling adult alternative music. It's all original. I write my own songs and perform them. It also includes a few songs from my past, some folk rock stuff that never got to be, pressed into a record, and one pop song called Nightlights that actually made it to Disney and DreamWorks and Jim Henson Productions, and all of them loved the song, but nobody picked it up. But it's been one that I do pretty regularly, these days especially. And this is my first ever vinyl album, so it's out on CD, and it's out on LP as well. So I'm very excited about all of it.
Right now, let's play Together. Tell me about that song. On your new CD, it's actually a remix of your 2023 version.
I wasn't satisfied with the mix, and neither was the rest of the band, and actually neither was my mastering lab. And they said, you could get a better mix from this. So Scott, our lead guitarist, Scott Warren, has his own gear and everything, and he did a fabulous remix of the three songs that you'll see on there that say Remix 2025. It was about this couple that nobody else thought could do anything good or make it. Maybe they're too young or they're, inexperienced or whatever, and they just love each other, and the guy knows. And what's interesting, he also says in the song that he needed to pay attention, that the woman was actually leading the way and things are okay. you know, and that was, so that was, that's how it came about.
For those of us married a long time, I say that's pretty true for every relationship.
That's right.
All right, let's listen to it now, Carousellers. This is called Together, It's a Hit, and it's Michael Vincent on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Together.
Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coast Side Carousel, the show by and for local musicians and the Coast Side venues at which they play. Mike Dale sitting with you, and on the other end on the Zoom call today, a special version of Coast Side Carousel is Michael Vincent, who I have been remiss in getting him on the show. His new album, Sky Blue, Come On, Come On. You can see him at the San Gregorio General Store on Saturday, November 8th. It's his CD release party. A lot of great surprises. The entire band will play all 10 songs from the album. And Michael, when you talk about power pop, explain that to the radio audience who may not be hip to that kind of celebratory music.
We were playing a gig at Barterra Winery in Half Moon Bay. And these guys came up to us, as younger people, and they said, wow, you power pop stuff is really cool. So that's, you know, some of the songs that you were, you know, like the one that you said might be a hit together, just has all this great energy. Power pop songs are not terribly complicated lyrically.
Power pop is really all about fun and basically three chords, right? Three chords,
yep.
And fun.
That's
and then
right.
catchy hooks at the same time.
Exactly.
Tell us about your songwriting process. How do you put it all together? You mentioned together took about a week to come together, for lack of a better term. How do you create?
So it's usually the music comes first. I'll start playing some new chords that I'm not familiar with because I play in different tunings, I will experiment and basically create chords that, you know, I couldn't tell you what the names of them are. I have, you know, jazz geniuses that can do that. And they say, well, that's a G7. And it's not a G7 because, well, it is, but it doesn't sound. I mean, it has a whole different voice to it. And so I usually get a melody first. I sort of start mumbling sounds, you know, down and down and down, you know, that kind of thing. And eventually they form words and you get a phrase or two if the music is being nice to you. And if that sparks a theme, hopefully, then you sort of build the rest of the song around that theme.
Hey, let's go into another track right now. I want you to talk about the song Rain Downtown, and we'll play it for Carousellers.
It's a song about two kids. And so the idea was these two kids, and the guy in particular, he really likes her, and she's watching TV, and it's like, can we just get away from TV and just go out and do something together? And she agrees, and they're supposed to meet somewhere, and she doesn't show up. And I'm not sure why she doesn't show up. I don't know.
Isn't that funny when you're writing a certain song, you don't always have to have the answers, right?
No, I don't have the answer what these characters are doing.
And even power pop can be a little sad at times. It doesn't have to be in a minor chord or a minor key, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right, here we go. This is Michael Vincent's new album called Sky Blue. Come on, come on. This is Rain Downtown on KHMB's Coast Side Carousel.
picture of grays and then brown. To believe it'll all fall down, and I love you.
Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. Mike Dale sitting with you in a special Zoom version of Carousel with Michael Vincent. Hello. Let's talk about Come On, Come On. It's such a lovely chorus and refrain. It just has you harmonizing with the song immediately. Tell us about it.
I was driving down the road on my Apple Music, freebies, you know, and it's interestingly enough, these two freebies had these great beats to it. And one was Tim Hennigan and his song, Where the Adventure Begins. And another one was this band called, for a lot of younger folks, One Direction. And the song was Come On, Come On. And they both had these wonderful beats. And I liked the One Direction thing, but it was not fully like what I liked, but I loved the real pounding beat to it. And so I said, I want to do a song like that.
All right, let's hear it now. This is a nice sing-along song. Come On, Come On, the reprise from Sky Blue. It's Michael Vincent on KHMB.
Come on, come on, come on, come on,
community, your voice. You've got it on KHMB Radio at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. It's Coastside Carousel, giving local musicians a sanctuary to talk about their music. I'm Mike Dale, and we're playing the music today of Michael Vincent. He's here with us on the Zoom call, a special live performance of his new CD on November 8th at San Gregorio General Store, in celebration of this brand new release, and the album's on vinyl as well. Michael, when we talk about the style or the singing style of your voice, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to let you react. It sounds a lot like Dewey of America. Have you ever heard someone tell you that before?
No, but I'm particularly pleased to hear that, because I was a big fan of America. And I had a band back in the 70s and early 80s called Home Free. Started with an H, because all of the America albums started with an H, which I don't know why. And I loved his voice, and I know that I sound like him. I've also been told that I sound like Neil, and that I sound like Cat, you know, Cat Stevens, or this, or Bruce Coburn, or a whole bunch of different people, right? So, which is nice. But never has anybody said that I sound like him, and I'm excited that you said that, because it's like, dude, that's great.
Well, I'm very sensitive to artists, and I don't want to insult you by saying you sound like someone else, because obviously you are you and very unique.
Sure.
But again, just the je ne sais quoi sounds like America to me. Michael, thank you so much for the visit today. Good luck. Have fun at the San Gregorio General Store on November 8th. The new album, Sky Blue, Come On, Come On. Can't wait to see you live on my own, and thank you so much today for sharing all your knowledge.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today, numerous court decisions demonstrate that there's often a conflict between the courts, the law, and religion. Has this conflict always existed? Not according to James Wilson. James Wilson was a signer of both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. He was a law professor as well as an original justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. James Wilson saw no conflict between religion and the law. In fact, just the contrary. He declared, "Human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistants. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. In the views of Founding Father James Wilson, religion and good civil law were inseparable."
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.